Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The White Coat Investor by James M. Dolly, MD, is a personal finance and investing guide written specifically for physicians and other high-income professionals who often graduate with large student loans and limited financial training. Dolly, an emergency physician and longtime educator in financial literacy, frames money management around the realities of medical careers, delayed earnings, demanding schedules, complex benefits, and frequent exposure to high-fee financial sales tactics. The book aims to help readers build a complete system that covers debt payoff, budgeting, insurance, investing, taxes, and long-term wealth building. Rather than promoting get-rich-quick ideas, it emphasizes simple principles, low-cost investing, and avoiding common mistakes that can quietly drain a doctor's future net worth. It is practical and action-oriented, focusing on decisions that matter most in the first decade after training, while still serving as a clear reference for later career stages. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building a financial foundation. During training and early practice, a central theme is that doctors face an unusual financial timeline: years of education, modest residency income, and then a rapid jump to high earnings. The book highlights why the early attending years are pivotal, because choices made then can either accelerate wealth or lock a physician into lifestyle inflation and chronic stress. Dahl stresses creating a basic but durable framework, track spending, adopt a written plan, and set priorities before income rises. That foundation includes understanding cash flow, controlling fixed costs, and aligning financial goals with the reality of shift work, call schedules, and career uncertainty. The guidance is not about perfection, but about preventing the classic trap of earning more while saving little. He also discusses the psychology of money among professionals who are used to mastery in medicine but are novices in finance, making them vulnerable to overconfidence or avoidance. By reframing money as a skill set that can be learned, the book encourages readers to build habits that scale with income. The result is a platform for tackling debt, buying appropriate insurance, and investing consistently without requiring constant attention or complex strategies. Secondly, student loans and debt, strategy over emotion. The book treats student loans as a defining issue for many physicians and focuses on decision-making frameworks rather than one-size-fits-all prescriptions. It explains why the right path depends on loan type, interest rate, specialty income, career plans, and eligibility for forgiveness programs. Dolly encourages readers to compare aggressive payoff with refinancing and with federal repayment options, weighing not only interest savings but also flexibility and risk. The discussion includes the behavioral component: high balances can push doctors into panic, denial, or overly risky investing. Instead, he advocates a deliberate plan with clear milestones that fits the household budget and timeline. The book also emphasizes the importance of understanding contract terms, consolidation, and the consequences of deferring or forbearance. In parallel, it warns against adding consumer debt on top of education debt, especially through expensive cars, oversized homes, and poorly planned practice buy-ins. The overall message is that debt should be managed like any other financial liability. Identify the true cost, choose an approach aligned with career stability, and execute consistently. Done well, debt becomes a temporary obstacle rather than a lifelong weight. Thirdly, insurance and asset protection for high-income households. Physicians have high future earning potential, which makes protecting that income a critical part of any financial plan. Dolly emphasizes that the most valuable asset for many doctors is not their portfolio early on, but their ability to earn. He therefore focuses on selecting appropriate disability insurance, highlighting how policy definitions, riders, and specialty-specific coverage can matter more than headline premiums. He also addresses term life insurance as a practical tool to protect dependents during the years when savings are still growing, contrasting it with more expensive permanent policies that are often aggressively marketed. The book expands into liability coverage and the role of malpractice insurance, umbrella policies, and basic risk management habits. Another component is understanding when insurance should transfer catastrophic risk versus when it becomes an inefficient investment substitute. This topic connects directly to wealth building because overpaying for unnecessary products can divert large sums away from loan payoff and retirement accounts. By advocating for straightforward coverage tailored to life stage, the book helps readers reduce financial fragility. The goal is peace of mind and resilience, a plan that can withstand illness, disability, or unexpected loss without derailing long-term goals. Fourthly, investing principles, keep it simple, keep it low cost. A major portion of the book is devoted to investing in a way that busy professionals can sustain. Dolly promotes evidence-based, diversified investing with an emphasis on controlling what investors can actually control: costs, taxes, asset allocation, and behavior. He encourages readers to use broad index funds or similarly diversified vehicles, avoid high-fee advisors and complex products, and stay skeptical of market timing and stock picking. The book explains why asset allocation should reflect risk tolerance, time horizon, and overall financial picture, not headlines or fear of missing out. It also discusses how to use tax-advantaged accounts efficiently and why consistency often beats cleverness. For physicians, investing intersects with workplace plans and multiple account types. So the book highlights the importance of understanding available options and selecting funds with reasonable expense ratios. It also addresses common traps such as chasing past performance, overcomplicating portfolios, and underestimating the drag of fees and taxes over decades. The investing philosophy is designed to be boring by design, freeing the reader to focus on medical career and family life while still building substantial long-term wealth. Lastly, taxes, retirement accounts, and designing a long-term wealth plan. Beyond basic investing, the book connects the dots between taxes, retirement vehicles, and a coherent strategy for reaching financial independence. Physicians often face high marginal tax rates, so Dale emphasizes tax-efficient saving through employer plans and individual accounts, as well as thoughtful account placement that reduces lifetime tax drag. He discusses retirement planning as a system, set savings targets, choose appropriate accounts, invest according to a plan, and periodically rebalance and update as life changes. The topic also includes broader planning considerations, such as emergency funds, saving for major purchases, and preparing for practice transitions or career shifts. Another key idea is that wealth is not only about maximizing returns, but about building a plan that matches personal values and protects time and autonomy. The book also encourages readers to consider the opportunity costs of large lifestyle choices, especially housing and private schooling, and to view those decisions through the lens of long-term goals. By treating retirement and taxes as integral parts of the same design, it helps readers move from scattered tactics to a stable, repeatable roadmap for building net worth and future flexibility. In conclusion, this book is best suited for medical students, residents, new attendings, and practicing physicians who want a clear, practical roadmap for managing money without becoming finance hobbyists. It is also valuable for dentists, pharmacists, and other high-income professionals with similar debt and benefit structures. The main life benefit is confidence and control. Readers learn how to prioritize debt, protect income, invest consistently, and avoid the costly mistakes that commonly target busy clinicians. By focusing on habits and systems, the guidance can reduce financial stress, support family goals, and create the option to cut back clinically or change careers later. Compared with many personal finance books, its advantage is specificity. It addresses the unique physician situation, such as large education debt, complex insurance needs, and the reality of high earnings arriving late. It also pushes back against high-fee products and sales-driven advice that many doctors encounter. The approach is straightforward, low-cost, and compatible with limited time. For readers who want a physician-oriented playbook that helps translate income into lasting wealth and freedom, it is a strong purchase in its category. If you would like to support James M. Dahl, MD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.